Another fantasy of mine is having a threesome with two guys, preferably a gay couple. I would like for one of them to be bisexual so they wouldn't mind fucking some nice pussy. But I would start off with me going over to their house, as a hangout. I wouldn't know that it would be a threesome at the end. It would just be me hanging out with the two guys. We would have a drink or something and just talk, whatever. And then I guess at one point of the night, I would be in either in between the two or sitting on the other side of the bisexual guy, and one thing would lead to another, and it would initiate the two guys kissing. And me being the lady that I am, I would undo one guy's pants and take them off and the underwear, and the full-on cock would just come out springing up to my face. And I would just tease the head of it slowly with my tongue while my hand would give the balls a very nice massage. More of squeezes than massages, I guess, before my mouth finally takes every inch that it can of that cock and just going up and down to make it nice and wet. I could hear his moans, like going into the other guy's mouth as they're just making out. I would like for this to happen on the couch because I feel like it would be closer and more intimate. And as they're still making out, the guy that I'm sucking off, I would love for him to thrust his hips up into my mouth. And as he does so, I would just love to slip a finger, not even slip a finger, probably just rub the asshole very, very lightly before taking the initiation into pushing my finger in and giving the nice tight ass a little fuck. He would start squirming against our touch, mine and the other guy's touch. And by that, it would just lead to all of us taking our clothes off quickly, rapidly, and just letting it all go. And then, after they stopped kissing, one guy would turn over and kiss me. Then the other man, would start sucking the cock while he begins to rub my pussy slowly with his fingers, noticing it getting wetter and wetter by the second, by both the kiss and the fingers. It would initially make me want to grind and rub myself against his fingers. Then I would be the bigger person and pull away from everything. I would stand up. I would look at them for a couple seconds, and then I would just turn around and go to the bedroom, them following me. And then I would just lay on my back on the bed after approaching the bedroom. Lay on the bed, look at them with my legs spread. And then I tell them, to 69 right in front of me. And they do so. Man number one will go on his back in front of the bed. Then man number two would just flip around and be on top. And then I would slowly watch the 69 happen right in front of me. Watching the balls move as well. Hearing the muffled moans against their cocks. By that, it would just make me want to slip my fingers into my dripping, soaked little cunt with my other hand, massaging and squeezing my tit, just loving and enjoying the view. Then after some time, I would ask one guy, man number one, to come eat this pussy. Give it a little taste. While man number two would just sit on my face and let me eat that delicious ass. As eager men as they are, they both get up and do as they're told. Man number one spoiling and just being in love with my sweet taste while I'm loving the taste of man number two's ass. Giving his ass spanks and bites and just digging my nails into his delicious cheeks. I would slip my tongue into man number two's hole and just tongue fuck it. Hearing him moan and whimper like a little baby while feeling his hand starting to jerk his cock off. Then I would take my tongue out, give man number two's ass one last spank before telling him to get off. Then I would say to man number one to get up here and come fuck me while I'm on my back. And while doing that, man number two can have his little fun while fucking man number one. At this point, you see nothing but smiles and laughs and moans and whimpers as everyone is just fucking everyone. The sweat begins to build up on our skin with my ankles resting on man number one's shoulders while he's pounding and fucking and just making my pussy feel so good from being so stretched out by his cock, while man number two just leans back and just plows his boyfriend's hole, gripping his ass, his waist, his hips, and we're all just having a fantastic time. At this point, we're probably annoying the neighbors but nothing else mattered. What mattered was us feeling good with each other. Man number one leans down and kisses me and kisses my neck. Before he leaves, soft bites on my neck, making me whimper like a little girl. And then whispering in my ear how much of a good girl that I've been. How good I am, or how good I've been for taking his thick cock and just giving me a good time. Man number two watches from above. He's biting his lip, trying to muffle in his grunts and groans, but he couldn't help it. Everything that he was feeling, everything that he was seeing, was just too fucking good. And as man number one was still leaning down on me and just kissing my ear and biting my neck and do whatever the fuck he wanted with me, man number two lays on man number one. And at that point, everything just felt like a weighted blanket. I wrapped my legs around man number one and I tried going for man number two. But he said, that's all right. Focus on him and I'll focus on him. My hands move to man number one's back as much as I could, as man number two was laying on him. All I could get was his sides, but I still dug my nails into them and just dragged them down and leave little scratches. Hearing him groan and tell me how fucking good that felt, how fucking good and amazing everything felt. Then I would look down and watch man number two get up on his knees to just smack and grab man number one's ass many, many times. At this point, all you could hear were muffled moans and spanks, which made my pussy even more wet. I bring my hand in between me and man number one to try and rub my swollen little clit. And I finally lean up to his ear and whimper, I'm so close. I am so close. I want to come on your cock. Man number one tells me to come on his cock. Man number two just nods and agrees. My eyes move back down to watch the spanks on man number one's ass for man number two. And that's what set me off. That's what got me to my delicious, intense, much needed orgasm. Man number one's whimpers got louder as he could feel my walls tightening up around his cock. Kept throbbing and throbbing. But man number two leaned down and said, "He's not coming until I come." And that brought a big smile to my face. So after I came and after my orgasm died down, man number two got out of man number one, and he got out of me. So they both sat up on their knees, hovered my body, and just jerked off. My hands were on either thigh of both men, giving them squeezes and rubs and just giving them what they need. I massaged their balls, giving them little squeezes as well. After some time, I could hear man number two start to moan and grunt louder. That's when I look up, and he's looking at man number one. And he nods and telling him, "Come now." And after that, all I saw was my body being painted with the white, warm load of man number one and man number two, making me the happiest girl ever, watching and listening to their orgasms as they watched each other come. That's one of my many fantasies.